This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
French ball falls upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks. But we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors. But it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin-safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus, the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4,000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls, and the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. I wear them all the time. I got like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver. And
Light
now
saver.
He smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
Next is from David Bentz. Subject is AAA signatures and workout tips. Dear K100 crew, first and foremost, I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving holiday with friends, family, and Conan's dogs, who are more over in the show than Billy Body ever tried to be. Secondly, I just want to say thanks for always not just taking my questions, but giving good opinions and unique outlooks on the wrestling business from your experiences. That's why I'll never stop tuning in. On to my questions. I'm a sucker for gimmick matches. WWE's had things like the Royal Rumble. WCW had the insane Triple Cage. TNA had King of the Mountain. But I wanted to ask Conan, besides matches where hair and masks are on the line, what are some signature gimmick matches of AAA that you'd recommend a non-AAA watcher? Also, Disco, I'm going back into the gym and aiming to lose a little beer belly. Any workout suggestions? Take care. And that's with David from Sacramento. High-intensity cardio training. You can look that up online. Look under HIT cardio workouts. Just Google it and you'll get a bunch of them. And cut back on the carbs.
And eat factor meals.
And factor meals, right.
I've been eating factor for like 2 months, dude. I dropped 15.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Conan, what gimmick matches of AAA that would you recommend for a non-AAA guy to pursue?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend too many of them. I'm not a big fan of most of them. How's that? How's that for people that say, oh, you never criticize the product? First of all, I think he wanted to know the gimmick matches that like AAA came up with. So the six-sided ring, which I hated. Did you ever wrestle in that?
Yes. Disco? I did not like it. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like it. Visually looked good. So good that TNA started using it.
Right.
Me and the boys hated it, as you just heard Disco allude to. There's this thing called Domo de la Muerte, which is like, which basically translates to Dome of Death. And it's
Dome
like this
death, yeah.
Big, it's like this big dome that you would see like in Mad Max, or you would see like, remember the California Love video, that shit in the background? It looked mm-hmm. just like that. And then you had to climb out of it like monkey bars upside down. And bro, a lot of guys didn't have the conditioning or the strength because it is hard to do.
Yeah.
And so that was a fucking pain in the ass because you're like upside down monkey bars, basically.
Well, do you remember
a couple of times we had to get like a ladder so Super Porky could actually climb out. Okay.
Wow.
And another time, remember Cibernético actually went through the spaces in the dome because he couldn't get out either. But
yeah, did you remember
thing,
on the first impact that they had on Monday nights? They opened with that big red, you know, cage, like the round one that you're discussing, and Homicide tried to climb all the way up and go out the hole on top, and he got stuck because he couldn't make that pull, and he was stuck. He couldn't get. I guess he just dropped, but he couldn't climb out because he would have had to fully pull himself up and out, and yeah, it was messy looking.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'm not that much of a mark. Nothing. But what's the other one? The mark opinion. But
yes, sir.
The friendly mark. Now this we actually got from WCW, and the bad part about it is originally, if you remember Disco, lumberjack strap matches are supposed to be serious. You know, he's fucking whipped the shit out of him, people pop, right? Somehow, some way, I don't even know how, it turned into comedy. So like in Mexico, when you hit the guy, people would laugh. So we just mm-hmm. said, fuck it, let's turn this into a comedy thing. But people liked them. The one I'll tell you two that I do like. I like the lumberjack, but that really AAA didn't start that. I like the Relevos Atomicos Triple A. And basically that was Antonio Pena's brainchild, and it was a woman, a man, a mini and an exotico. And so though that was Relevos Atomicos AAA, which basically means four versus four. And then and in AAA, they started the intergender matches, which I know Disco's a big fan of, and I am a huge fan of. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you a big fan of the intergender matches?
Because the intergender matches that I've been involved in or booked were very entertaining if they were laid out right. And basically, that's it. And the people like them. Because basically, the high spot of the match is the girl somehow getting her comeuppance on the guy after right. the guy's been a dick to her. You know, so right. I think all women are like, yeah, fuck yeah, this for the guy that tried to rape me. This is a guy that flirted at me. This is a guy that grabbed my ass. I think there's a little bit to that too. And plus, elephant in the room with all the beta males, cucks, simps, geeks, everything else out there in the fucking wrestling audience. Oh yay, women! Yeah,
women
they're coming.
Power. You know,
yeah, look, I like women, even though I'm sitting alone and I haven't had pussy since pussy had me. I like women. You know, yeah, my bad.
Right. Next is Ronnie Steele.
Would that be Harry Ruiz right. doing that?
Yeah, except, sure. you know, yeah, you can have a guy in the crowd say that he's all respectful and women power. In the meantime, every picture he's taken is of the girl's ass or tits.
Well, of
you
course,
know,
so. You're not going to come out and say I'm a perv, bro.
Next is Ronnie Steele. Subject is WCW Cologne question. Hey, Joe, Conan and Disco. Ronzilla here. My question is for Conan and Disco. Back in the 90s, WCW produced a WCW Nitro Cologne. I was wondering if you guys ever actually wore it or received any royalties from it. If they were to produce a cologne that embodied Disco Inferno, what would it smell like? How about Conan and Joe? Imagine what a Vader cologne would smell like. Thanks for all the excellent content. You guys are the realest out there. Wrestling with Ronzilla on TikTok. This guy's talking about all the great content, and he wants to know what a Joe Feeney cologne would smell like. Kind of weird, don't you think, Conan?
Yeah, I could tell you what Joe's would smell like. 100%.
Whiskey and Irish Spring.
Cigarette soap. Ashes.
No. Cigarette. Let me throw it. I'll tell you what Disco would smell like straight off the bat. Bourbon, right? I would definitely smell like THC. Okay. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen, and please give the names out so they can Google this abomination of grotesqueness. What is that shit that you eat in Philadelphia that's like cheese whiz and motherfucking chopped meat that, and I don't know what the fuck else is
it was a, speaking, I, speaking it was of a cologne. Pizza steak. It was a pizza steak with melted American cheese, fried hots, pepperoni.
Speaking of cologne, this is the cologne I wear for work. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
It's called Louis Vuitton Le Immensit. All right. Let's see how much this is worth.
Highly recommend it?
I'm going to find out.
Well, while you're looking that up, I wanted to tell you, if one of you guys would have snagged a case of WCW cologne, you could be selling them now for $279 a bottle.
This is a $325 cologne. So, you know, I smell good.
Did you get it off a guy on the street or what?
No, one of the girls at work bought it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. There's a company that sends you a cologne every month, and I've been trying to get them for, so maybe this will be a premonition.
What do you need it for?
I subscribe to it, huh?
You never go, Joe, you never leave the house. What do you need cologne?
I like to smell good. Right. And yeah, I leave
highly
the house
doubt
two times a
you
month.
Don't look like you smell good.
You don't even look like you.
I know.
Like use, Joe, you don't even look like you use the Manscaped products.
Looks are deceiving.
Next is a Royal
Rumble. Let me ride on that a little bit. So, Joe, it's very hard for us to take you seriously when you look like milk toast, fucking jar of mayonnaise. You have coleslaw unkempt on your fucking jaw. You got fucking glasses that look like the tinted windows
your
are peeling.
Beard, your facial hair is
I'm all fucked up, is what you're saying.
How is your facial
up.
Hair three different
Pretty
colors?
Much. Yeah, that's
I don't know,
great.
Before I went fucking bald, I had brown hair. But then somehow my mustache and goatee would come in like blonde and then brown.
You know what it looks like?
Now it's turning gray a little bit.
It looks like somebody house you under you up, okay, which is like a sleeping pill for those of you that don't know. Right. You fell asleep, right? You were clean shaven. Somebody put super glue on your face and three different guys clipped their pubes on your face. Nothing? Okay.
Gross,
it is.
So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas station stuff is garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol, but with no hangover. You get to take the teaspoon by itself, Or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com, and use the code K100, you get 15% off. Now, I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GetBlitz.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GET-BLITZED.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry, and I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or cherry Coke, and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints
okay.
at all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine and I did a tablespoon, put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. The second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz and it, yes. you know, so it was a nice little buzz, which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com, GETBLITZED.com.
Yo, get blitzed at getblitzed.com. Boom.
Next, this is an interesting one. The subject is Mia Khalifa and her political opinion. Dear K100, recently Mia Khalifa has been advocating and commending terrorist acts done by Hamas. I, for one, would like to go and comfort said terrorists and film it. But I digress, Disco. After Mia put over Hamas, you spoke out on Twitter against her. Now, after the tasteless opinion, my questions are, Disco, would you allow her to still appear in Sapphires and follow suit as Playboy did in firing her, hindering her income? And secondly, would this controversy she created recently raise or lower the price to line up and take a ride on the train ride or Mia Khalifa? Thank you, sir, for your prompt response. Your neighborhood dirty mailman.
Let me ask you a question. So she got fired from Playboy?
Yeah, she had a sponsor, Playboy abuse? Sponsor. So,
bro, what idiot. I think she actually went to college or something, but even if she didn't.
Oh, she's got a high IQ. She has a high IQ.
Here's the point. For somebody with a high IQ, you just did something very stupid. Why would you go giving your political leanings and fucking this climate a fucking, you know, cancel culture?
Dude,
bullshit
everybody
like that?
Is, though.
Not everybody. A lot of people hold their tongue, dude. You know that.
I saw this
even
clip
we
online.
Have to hold our tongue on certain things.
I'm aware of that. But I saw this clip online, right?
Yeah.
And it was in Oakland. And they had a city council right. meeting. A bunch of people were speaking right. there. And, like, everybody and their mother, like, that lived there that was coming up to speak was supporting Hamas and Palestine and saying the all the Jews. But, bro, this is – I mean, like I said, I still have not chosen a side in this. Okay, I'm definitely against right. the terrorists. Okay, but the Palestinian people do have a lot of emotional feelings about – You know,
course.
The way Israel has kind of occupied them, right? Right. Okay.
Of so, course.
And like, you know, I'm
you,
not trusting.
You even
anything.
Told me, you even told me this, which I wasn't really aware of that it was to that extent that it was basically like an open air prison. And that's exactly yeah. what it is.
There's checkpoints. Yeah. There's
right.
They walk around. Bro, they
yeah,
literally.
Remember when I told you, yeah, well, why don't you get out of the country? And you were like, yeah, they don't have an airport.
Like if an Israeli wants to live in a Palestinian's home, they can like take their home.
But
Disco, they don't have like hardly any rights. But here's the problem.
Well, not only that, but wait. Remember that when I told you, well, if they don't like where they're in, why don't they just leave the country? And you were like, they don't have an airport.
Right. They can't leave. You know?
How brutal
and
is that?
And yeah. Egypt does not. Bro, they have nowhere to migrate
Egypt
to.
Egypt doesn't let them go through, yeah.
Well,
those humanitarian aid.
Here's
those humanitarian aid come in, but they won't let nobody out.
This is the problem, okay, in Palestine. Hamas got elected government there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Hamas runs Palestine. Hamas right. is teaching children at a very young age to hate the Israelis and teach them how to kill. Bro, and it's like, if you're the Israelis – like, and you're living with people that are being taught to brought up that they want to kill you. It's like, how do
I gotta go?
Like the whole climate is a shit show. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no right side in this, you know? And so it's, you know, I don't know. And I mean, I just wonder what eventually is going to happen here, you know, because like, I don't know. It's like I said, I understand both sides of the argument, you know, because both sides have compelled. So it's like the abortion debate. There's compelling arguments on both sides of the debate. So it's very difficult to like be conclusively choose a side without any compromise. Like a lot of people don't want to compromise on anything. You know, and like on these issues,
and
you know,
it's all right. This go not to take a side. You don't have to take a side.
For one thing, I don't believe that the issue. These, you know, you're reading all these things about. Like I read this one thing back in 2013. The number one country that the United States had problems in spying on them was Israel. Right. It's like I'm not looking at the issue. And Netanyahu just got he's like Trump. They're arresting him for corruption and shit and all this stuff. You know, he does his approval ratings like that. It's like, you know, it's like it's a shit show over there, you know. So
but I would be remiss to say
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
That, you know, when we go, hey, Israel's spying on us, we spy on everybody else.
Of course,
many times have we been busted? And
of course. Well, plus two,
had you read where it was alleged that Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli
agent? Right, yeah. Yeah,
for the Mossad to get, you know, famous people and royalty and politicians, get them on video with underage girls and shit. That's you know, maybe.
Okay, well, here's another thing too.
How'd that go?
You look at like that part of the world where religion is, you know, first and foremost, right?
Right.
And you have like, you know, Muslims dressing like they did thousands of years ago, still wearing the same clothes. Israelis still wearing the yarmulke, you know, you're wearing your religious garb from like, it's so the religion is so ingrained with you. You're still wearing all the clothes they wore thousands of years ago, right? So it's just fascinating that, you know, two religions are living like right next to each other, you know, and one wants to eradicate the other one, you know. I don't know, it's horrible. I mean, I just think it's really unfixable.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, plus then you've got the compounded problem that, you know, originally, Israel was there first. You know, they got thrown out of their country twice.
Well, they got
the Syrians and the Iraqis.
They got attacked. They got attacked, and they fought them off, and they claimed the land.
Sure,
which is kind of fair because that's what's happened throughout human history. It's like if there's a war, the winner of the war claims the land.
But originally,
we didn't claim Japan.
I'm talking about 2,000 years ago, bro.
Right.
When like the Syrian Empire kicked them out. Then they got back in and the Roman Empire kicked them out. And the Roman Empire hated them so much, they actually changed the name of the country. So at the end of the day, the only thing I can say, and we can, you know, we've already done two K100 talks, go check them out on this issue. But I'll tell you what I think is ironic in life, because I've always, from the stuff I've read, is like religion was invented to control the populace, right? And in many ways that did work. But how funny would it be if they found out one day all these Muslims and Hindus and all these like really radical religions, that it was all a work?
Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The legacy test stack, of course.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Listen to this customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now. And I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. It's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later. Now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So get your baby maker and go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySubs.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out what? He lost 70, 80 pounds down from, yeah, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Fat Factor. Subject is regarding Meltzer the con man. Dear K100 crew, I heard your comments about Meltzer likes to call Eric a con man all the time, and I just want to say that Meltzer is 100% projecting. I was actually told a couple of years ago in person how damaging he's been to the industry. During my travels working in sports marketing, I met a former AOL Time Warner guy. We got talking about WCW. My boss mentioned to him that I used to watch wrestling as a kid. He revealed that he was of the belief that Dave Meltzer played a bigger part than people realize in AOL Time Warner wanting to get rid of WCW. How is that possible, I hear you ask? Well, according to this guy, AOL Time Warner only had one person in their head office who was supposed to look over WCW. Instead of actually going to shows, watching the product, and working with Eric Bischoff, he simply subscribed to Dave's overpriced toilet paper out of convenience and took everything that was in there at face value. Dave used to absolutely bury WCW regardless of how much money it was drawing. It was beating WWE. The former AOL Time Warner guy also said he had suspicions that Dave knew exactly who was reading his newsletter in the office and was fully aware that he was writing about the product was going to lead to AOL Time Warner thinking, you know what? This product is a shiz, because why else would this guy be writing this, we should get rid of it. The former AOL Time Warner guy also said that by the time Brad Siegel was in charge, they'd already made the decision to get rid of it. Just thought I'd point that out, because more people call this Dave out on his bullshit, the better. P.S. Hope the three of you are doing well, and thank God you got rid of that alleged lucha expert who sounded like Zed from Police Academy had a handicapped love child with Pee Wee Herman. Kind regards. Fat Factor. Jesus. What an insult. Poor Larry's getting... Larry's the new Billy. Remember, like, people just take jabs at Larry, yeah, like, right, jabs at Billy the email, yeah, now Larry, yeah, gets it, you know?
Yeah, wait a minute. Right. Who was the one you said before, Billy? And Billy was a new KG.
Right. Bro, that's like, I mean, I hope Billy can understand now. It's like, dude, it's just your spot. Like, if you're right, the dirt sheet guy or the
coach. Well, if you act like a dick,
you're right.
Bury you.
Right.
People
right.
never really buried Kevin. You know, Kleinrock, you know what I'm saying? Because he was in a douchebag with the people and right, trying so, to be, oh, I... Yeah.
So this
can
is...
Let me say a couple things here, D.I., just because some of this information might influence your take here. So first, I have no doubt that Dave knew who was reading his newsletter. I don't think he was writing anything maliciously to hurt the company. That's a bit of a stretch. But when he says that when Brad Siegel was in charge, they had already basically decided to sell the company, there's two things. One is that Brad Siegel was close friends with Stu Snyder, who was WWE's president and COO during the sale. So there's always been a little, they worked together previously at Turner, And another thing was Bischoff's media group.
I don't see the connection there. What are you talking about?
Well, if the guy used to, he's friends with Brad, he goes over to WWE and all of a sudden WCW is like, yeah, we'll sell to WWE. People just always drew conclusions about that. Maybe it's more of an inside job thing.
Well, that's,
you know, yeah.
Well, I think at the end, WCW had to make the decision if they're going to sell the company or not, not the COO, but go ahead.
Fusion Media with Eric did bet a bid $48.3 million days prior to the sale. And they
sold it for two.
Yep. So,
yeah, that's always been shady. There was some money on the side. Somebody got paid. But here's the issue I have with this guy. This is an alleged conversation that this guy had. This guy could be making this whole conversation up, right? Bro, the WCW brass above Eric Bischoff wanted to get rid of wrestling before Nitro started.
Yeah.
And Eric kind of like went to Ted Turner, and Ted Turner was like, I'll give you whatever you want. Let's go head to head. And so they put that in the back burner. Bro, you can't blame anybody like that. There's no blame of, you know, if you're trying to put the blame on Eric, Russo, you know, whoever, right? The bottom line is these guys got rid of one of their highest rated programs on their network and sold it. At the time, it was still one of their highest rated. I think it might have been their highest rated show. Even when
right.
we're doing 2.1.
So much.
So much, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So much so that they have wrestling on their channel again, you know,
at five times less viewership, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and, like I said, you know, if they would have known in the year 2023 that a company could be making money like the WWE drawing these little numbers, they would have never gotten rid of it. And WCW would have been around for the past 20 something years.
Plus, you know, yeah. I would almost surmise that when they said, yeah, we're going to go head to head against WWE, maybe people in WCW that they want to show on the air were like, yeah, they're going to get demolished by Vince. Never did they expect that thing to blow up the way it did, right. I think.
Right.
Two things that actually spin off from that. One is that Time Warner is supposed to be the lead company to get the rights to Raw, which could lead to all sorts of interesting possibilities, right? Do they have to dump AEW if they bring Raw on? I'd say that'd be a condition, you know. But
why? Because
Raw would go on TNT.
It's cheaper programming for AEW. Yeah. So
and the other thing is that there's a lawsuit today. This kind of reminds me of the little WCW chicanery when WWE merged with UFC and became TKO. They took a deal that was actually less. Then they had two other offers. And the reason, this is the lawsuit, the reason is because TKO and Endeavor would make sure Vince was still on the board and still had a position of power. The other deals may not have done that. So the idea is, well, Vince sold to this company for his favorable terms and not for the stockholders, because he could have sold for $110 a share and he sold for $96. So that's
why is that relevant?
Because it reminds me, if that was a shady deal, of how WWE buying WCW might have been a shady deal.
Yes. Yeah,
right. Do you have on your soundboard the word boring?
Boring. Next is from Jerome Jones. Subject is AEW's injuries. Conan Disco, it's understandable injuries happen, but they occur often at AEW. Is AEW do too many dangerous spots? You don't suffer frequent injuries during your career. Was your longevity due to your movesets, style of wrestling, or conditioning? This is from Jerome Jones. This is from all three. And my fact is I stayed injury free mostly is because I was intelligent. Okay. And if something looked like it was going to be hurt a lot or was going to get injured doing it, I wouldn't do it. And a lot of the guys that worked with us back then wouldn't work. If you wanted to do a ridiculous spot or give somebody a really big bump, 50% of the time, the guys would say, I don't want to take that. Especially the older veterans, but bro, these guys are 40 years old. They don't want to take these big giant bumps. Like you see these cats today, like everybody's doing them. You know, you don't even realize. I mean, it's like, bro, it's like I hate to say it, but this generation wrestles so stupid. Like, you can't tell what's risky and what's going to hurt, and you get to doing it all the time. It's like the daredevil mentality.
I think the conclusion that I've come to is that like they're willing to sacrifice an injury for a pop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is weird.
And bro, yeah, because that's what happened to me when I first started. I was doing a lot of stupid shit over the top rope, just a lot of crazy shit because I wanted to get a pop. And then I started to get hurt, and I was like, "Fuck that!"
So you start getting hurt, you're like, "Fuck that!"
Right?
Yeah, you change your style.
Bro, listen to this.
The crazy thing is, these guys get hurt, and they come back, and they don't change anything.
This is how much adrenaline I used to have back in the day. So Rey Mysterio Sr., who trained me, he knew how to base me because I was way bigger than him. And so we went to Japan to FMW. Do you remember that promotion?
Yep.
Onita?
Yeah. Frontier Martial, okay. Martial Arts. What was it called?
Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling.
Yeah.
Right. So we went there. And when the place sees that you're going to hit the ropes and you're a Mexican wrestler, they start getting amped because they're thinking, okay, this guy's going to dive. Place was going nuts, bro. And I was so amped up that I hit the ropes, went over the top, overshot him. And I ended up fracturing my wrist. And I had a hairline fracture on my skull.
Oof.
You believe that?
Was it a botch?
Yo, hell of a botch. Hell of a botch. And I still finished the match.
We need to find a highlight.
It's somewhere. Believe me, it's somewhere. Yeah.
Make a gif out of it.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, the next one's from Bruce Anderson. It's somebody's question for Conan. I've been very impressed with Jurlistico and AEW thus far. It was reported by Fightful last year that Dragon Lee pushed WWE to sign his brother, but the WWE passed on signing him. What do you think the reason was? Thanks.
I don't think he's as polished, and he is good, and he's going to get there. I don't think he's as polished as Roosh or Dragon Lee or has their charisma, but I think he'll get there.
Next is from Ben. Subject is unnecessary. What's up, K100? I noticed during the Briscoe-Moxley bootleg G1 match on Dynamite that Mark bladed during the picture-in-picture. AEW's a habit of this, especially during John Moxley matches. AEW has a habit of this, especially during John Moxley matches. If the spot that causes color is so inconsequential, why not leave it out? Is that done to prevent them from getting blading on camera again, or just bad booking producing? Yeah, you know, like, it's pretty funny. Like, like, these guys will go wrestle, and then, like, they'll disappear for a minute and come back, and then they're bleeding from the head.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, but remember, like, when Brock wrestles? Like, Brock will take the shoot bump on the post. On like, the ring post and start bleeding. And he saw exactly how it happened.
Yep.
Goldberg,
you know, so like, you don't even know, like, what caused the blood, and you bladed, and it's just the guy's he's out there bleeding for, like,
I don't understand. It's very simple. Yeah. Have the guy smash your head into a chair, have the guy hit you with a chair, have, you know, throw him into the ring step, something. Right. But you just magically appear fucking. And I tell you, to me, the problem here is this. It's bad because the agent needs to tell the lead agent, and the lead agent needs to tell production, hey, this spot's going to happen here, you know, and, you know, don't zoom in.
Next is some of our boy Brad Zawacki from the Grip Baseball Company. Subject's killing. Is this his second email this week?
Let's see.
Joe?
Well, I like that. You're going to suspend the guy that sends you some custom-made baseball bats and shirts.
No. The first email this week because it's from last Wednesday.
No, yeah. I was hoping it would happen, basically, tell you the truth.
He sends. Right. It looks like he's on an every seven-day schedule. Like, that's when his emails come,
I understand why AEW runs a lot of
the protocol.
Yeah. I understand why AEW runs a lot of shows in Chicago. The Windy City is arguably the home of the most passionate pro wrestling fans. Is it possible that AEW go to the well too much and book too many events in Chicago? Could they kill this town? Thanks. And that's some Brad Zawacki. Joe, try to look up how many shows in a calendar year AEW runs in Chicago while we're doing this.
What would you guess?
I think the other day we talked about this. I think it was four.
Oh, it's got to be more than that. In a calendar year? It's way more than that. They go there like every 2 months.
No, four times. I mean, they go there four times.
Go, yeah, and there are multiple shows.
Yeah, right.
Like 2 or 3 days in a row.
They were just there, right, for Dynamite?
Right.
And then
it's
actually
like three shows.
In September, they were there four nights in a row. Three nights in a row.
That's too much.
So they were there in September.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Yeah, too quick.
Yeah,
bro, you are going to kill that place.
That's common sense, right?
I would have to go through and, like, there's no Google answer. I have to count them, DI, but I think obviously we can see it's got to be 6 to 8 at least, you know?
All right, maybe Billy Coney.
I will say this. I think usually to kill a town, right, you know, they have to be, like, really bad shows.
Right.
But there's enough major cities here and in Canada that you don't need to go there that many times. You're going to hurt, you know, you're going to oversaturate the market and thus hurt your crowds.
I think the problem was, I think all these shows were booked previously, you know, when Punk was on the roster and they thought they'd be doing good numbers
Maybe.
You know, so,
and also another thing, if you remember the last time they were in Chicago and From what I understand, according to Joe, WWE was there first, but that they decided to do it because it's a tradition. They've been around right. 4 years.
Right.
Look what happened when they went up against WWE last time. Their houses went down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can skip this one if you want. DI, it's Adrian Thomas asking us to watch his match. Obviously, we're not going to do that right now, right? So
no. Just, if Adrian Thomas wants to do a watch along, is he a Patreon member?
I don't know. If I don't see him on
there.
Along
with, tell us. We'll watch the match with him if he wants cool. to come on. We'll do that. That'd be a good little segment, Conan, because we've never done that before. Watch along with a wrestler and watch this match. We've done that with
Jay George. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I want to see what Agent Thomas.
Now, do you remember that, Joe, when we did it?
With Jay George, yes.
Yeah. Do you feel I buried him sufficiently?
I thought you were more fair. I thought you were too really? Too fair.
I don't like what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. Next is from Big Rig. Subject is Conan's gear. Howdy. I'd like to ask Conan about his drastic change in ring gear. In Mexico, you would wear extravagant, often gaudy gear. Once you switch to the tank top and pants, you never look back. My question is, did you ever have the itch to go back to gear more elaborate, and how much money did you save on gear after the switch? P.S. Disco, the video of me making gym pants that mimic your gear. Wait, let me do this. Okay. P.S. Disco, the video of me making gym pants that mimic your gear has finally been surpassed by Scott Steiner gym gear. Reclaim your throne by reacting to the photo link below. Pull the photo up, Joe. Yikes. Oh my God. Just ruined my day. Conan, what do you think about this photo? Good God. Oh,
what is that?
I like that. I like the mustache.
I can't unsee that.
I could switch it up to a mustache.
Conan, about your gear, why did you go to turn into a MS-13 thug after being the extravagant Conan El Barbero?
So when I was in Mexico, I invested a lot of money in my gear. I actually had like a guy that made my stuff just for me. And I was very heavily influenced by all the pageantry of the 80s, whether it was Prince or Michael Jackson or whoever the fuck. And so I was heavily influenced by that. Macho Man Camacho, I used to love the shit he used to wear into the boxing ring. So I was heavily influenced by the 80s dress. And then when I came to WCW, I wanted to do something that would like represent the Mexicans, because that's where I started my career. So I went to the homeboy gimmick.
All right. So this is an interesting one. It's from Diego Arrowave. Subject is Selena De La Renta. You guys are my favorite podcast. I recently signed up for the $15 tier. I regret not doing it sooner. My question is, why do you think Selena De La Renta has not gotten a serious look from AEW or WWE? Imagine her on Rush's stable as heel mouthpiece or as a replacement for Alex Abrahantes. She can provide a more appealing presentation to Phoenix and Pentagon with her looks and promo skills. She's very interesting. So she quit wrestling for a while because she was going to school to become a sex therapist. Remember this?
Right.
And then she got back and then she showed up back in wrestling. Or did she ever just not quit? Or she took some time off and then just got back into it?
No, she took time off. And then I guess they called her back from MLW because I spoke to her the other day.
You spoke to her the other day?
Yeah.
Why is she not in WWE or AEW? She seems like she does good vignettes. She's a good actress. She got good fire.
I have a feeling because she didn't leave there under good terms the first time. And I have a feeling that somebody from over there leaked out that she was difficult to work with, you know.
At AEW or WWE or both?
At definitely WWE.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
You don't have a relationship with MLW anymore, do you, Conan? Or at AAA?
Well, they don't have a relationship with me, bro, because I called them. Remember I tried to get MSL to come on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Never answered. I had sent a message to court, never answered. I guess while we're working with these guys, we can't talk to him. Really, dude?
Can't even speak to him?
I guess that's what they must be thinking. I know that must, bro. I'm telling you, I called them and neither one answered.
Maybe I'll call this myself. I want to talk to him about some boxing. He's a great boxing guy.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring him on for.
Next one's from Mark DiPaolo, and the subject is Larry Dallas burial in question. Dear peace fellas, I think this is 2 in 1 week, and I'm already red carded, so I'm on suspension. But I have to get this off my chest. I just listened to episode 374 with Larry Dallas, fellow Paisan and fellow New Yorker. The guy who I thought was somewhat smart is a complete hack and moron. I like the guy, follow him on Twitter, and do support him. But what a jackoff he sounds like in this episode. Larry is screaming at Conan and Disco that he doesn't care where he's from, where his ancestors is from, and it means nothing to him. Well, that makes a ton of sense now. Jeez, what an idiot. Maybe if he did a little research on his people and where we come from, he would understand a little better. He then proceeds to spread misinformation about his roots to a potential wise guy passed on his show with 50 Cent. The guy wouldn't know a wise guy if one slapped him in the mug. On one hand, he can't say he does not care about his Italian roots and then try to flaunt his Fugazi last name as some kind of an Italian due to an appearance on a reality show. He might as well have been on Jersey Shore. He then got schooled by Joe on who shot 50, which Joe was right, but just read the book Queens Reign Supreme. I thought Larry was smarter than this and kind of disappointed. The question after my major burial of Larry the Hack Dallas is, did Larry go to the school of Al Snow podcasting? Brutal Bob Evans. Terrible Mike sounds like shit. Sniffing and drunk laughing and rambling on the show, etc. And the guy barely knows what the F is going on on the show he broadcasts. Just brutal, bro. Not hating, just stating. P.S. Disco, I'm sorry about any obscene sexual remarks I made about affairs in the previous weeks. I'll be on my best behavior for you going forward. And that's peace from the galaxy of Queens.
Okay, I'm going to suspend this guy for the rest of the year because he's under suspension and still sent in an email.
Right.
Yeah, it's close, though, because he got suspended on Halloween, and now it's close, November 28th.
But no cigar. Yes. You can write that down, which if we're
leaving. No, I got it. I was looking at his.
Even if you do write it down, you probably won't do it.
Next is from Brandon Triano. Okay. Next one's from Brandon Triano. The subject is show me the money. What's good, fellas? It's your boy, the mayor of K100. I'm going to the AW Dynamite show with my friend on January 3rd in Newark, New Jersey. I'm ready to give a live correspondent report. The mayor is on the scene. I mentioned this because you guys speak about reaching new fans, and my fiance only watches wrestling to support my hobby, which I'm thankful for. Her short time watching has made her a fan of one wrestler from AW, which was Jade Cargill. And the entire time my girl was saying she needs to go to WWE to be with the other stars like Bianca. Now she cares less about AEW since Jade left. I know this is one person speaking, but I'm sure other women may feel the same. And I view it as a failure to make a casual interest in the product outside of one character. I mean, who is the most intriguing girl for my fiance to gravitate to? There was none. Maybe a girl being behind the devil mask would help. It honestly might be a way to connect a Britt Baker to Adam Cole as a heel couple, or Anna Jay to Jungle Boy. Who knows? Lastly, what do you guys think of the new baseball league and the money ball, which doubles the run scored? From my understanding, the hitter can call for the money ball, and it's in play until a strikeout or home run happens. Thoughts? I had not heard of this.
Sounds fucking horrible. That's my thought.
That sounds ridiculous. First of all, this sounds atrocious for the baseball thing, okay? It's ridiculous. But baseball is a traditional sport. It's pretty basic. Yeah, what other girl on that show would you consider the biggest star right now? Toni Storm?
Toni Storm, Britt.
Is Britt really a big star?
They consider her their biggest female star, yeah.
Where would she rank if she was on the WWE roster? Like, if you're just ranking them on, like, their star power from, like, first to, like where would she rank?
Sixth.
Sixth, behind, who would she be in front of or behind?
What? Charlotte, Becky.
Bianca, Rhea, and
Bailey.
Bianca, Rhea, Bailey, Liv Morgan.
Asuka would go before.
Asuka, Nia Jax even. She'd be about like ranked like 10th on that. Like even Chelsea Green is more like comes across as more of a star than Britt Baker does, to be honest with you. So that's been the mailbag.
Boom.